What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. I'm your host Sebastian Malden, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about the 2022 indie game that's a mix of Stardew Valley and Retro Zelda that you should have in your video game backlog. I'm going to tell you all about this game right after the intro. DJ, hit the beat.
Hey everyone, in this show, we practice the 10
This is the Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single player games manage their video game backlog. I'm your host, Sebastian Malden, and my main quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single player experience. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. DJ, cut the beat. As I put the finishing touches on this potion, I felt the weight of responsibility that was on my shoulders. For you see, if I made this potion correctly, then I would save my patient's life. If I didn't, then the people here would run me out of town and I would be forced to use my abilities for the dark side of the force. Or, you know, break bad and maybe start cooking meth. So, it was safe to say that I had a lot riding on this moment. I bottled up the potion and handed it to the patient. Thankfully, the bar maiden would live to serve another beer. This is a moment that I experienced in the indie game that I'm going to recommend to you today. I'm going to lightly review the game and explain who should add this to their video game backlog. So, here we go. You ever thought about channeling your inner Professor Snape and becoming a potions master? Or maybe you wanted to go out and fight creatures and harvest resources from the land. Well, in Potion Permit, you get the best of both worlds. In this life sim action RPG, you play as the village chemist. You are assigned by your guild to a small island town called Moonberry, where you quickly discover the town treats you like you're the Grinch because of the negative past that they've had with chemists. Well, it's up to you to gather resources and heal the townsfolk from various diseases while also defrosting the cold shoulder that everyone's given you and unveiling the mystery that's going on in the town. The main narrative of the game unravels as you go around the town doing fetch quests for people and earning everyone's respect. Every mission reveals a piece of the overall mystery. It's a nice touch that every character in the game plays a part in one way or another. Let's talk about the gameplay. This is a life sim game that showcases a different loop from what you normally see in this genre. Every day you diagnose any patients that are sick and go out and hunt resources like plants, wood, and stone, and you also fight monsters to use as ingredients for your potions. To heal someone, you brew the specific potion that cures that illness. To create and brew a potion, you have to solve a puzzle. Each ingredient is a Tetris-style puzzle piece, and you have to correctly fill in the shape that they give. It's not hard, and it kind of helps to prevent the game from feeling boring and repetitive. Speaking of the characters, I'm impressed with the way that the developer Mass Hive Media made every character in this game stand out. Everyone in the town had their own style and personality that feels really unique. It's a nice touch that really helps immerse you into this world. They also give you the ability to grow your relationship with the characters by giving them moon clothes. It's a traditional gift that the locals really enjoy for some reason. The game also gives you the ability to romance some of the single members of the town. No judgment here, but if you're one of those people who like to get their swerve on in video games, this game is going to be right up your alley. Let's talk about the game's visuals. If I was given an MVP award to one aspect of the game, it would be this gorgeous pixel art style. There's an impressive amount of details in everything you see, from the monsters you fight to the regular items in everyone's house. Even the most mundane things in this game have an incredible amount of detail to them. I often found myself stopping playing the game and just staring at the art style and the impressive visuals of the game. No game is perfect, so here are the flaws of Potion Permit. First, it seems like a missed opportunity to not have unique gifts that would raise your relationship with each individual person. A part of the fun of games where relationships are involved is discovering which gift matches the personality of each person. Because that feature is absent here, it kind of feels like it's missing a little bit of that personal touch. Another negative that I had with this game is that it gives you the option to upgrade your home, which is a cool feature, but outside of the cauldron and the clinic, it really didn't provide me with any bonuses for doing such. Why would I risk some of my money and spend all my hard-earned money to do those upgrades and not get anything from them? Similar to Stardew Valley, this game features its own day and night cycle. You're given a certain amount of daytime to get everything you want to do done. Unfortunately, the day cycle always feels really short. And I get it. Just like in real life, there's never enough time in a day. But the daytime here feels too short, if you get what I'm saying. Overall, Potion Permit might be the most underrated indie game of 2022 that you haven't played yet. The gameplay is fun and deep enough to prevent quick boredom. It also mixes that classic Zelda RPG gameplay really well with its fun Tetris-style puzzles. Its story is a little hit and miss and might be on the bland side for a lot of people, but the game itself is so well-rounded and solid that you don't even have to think about the narrative that much. If you're a fan of old-school adventure RPG games and life simulation games, do yourself a favor and check this game out. I'm giving Potion Permit an 8 out of 10. Hey everyone, in this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log down 10 games. Those games are your video game backlog. To be as productive as you possibly can be, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single-player narrative game, one game that's going to be your relax and chill game, and another game that's going to be your palate cleanser game, which is a game that you play when you're not in the mood for your other narrative game. When you complete one game or kind of get tired of it, it leaves the video game backlog list. Then you decide which new game is added to the list and which game on the list advances to your active 3 games. So, I would definitely recommend Potion Permit to be in your video game backlog, and I would recommend it for that palate cleanser spot or that relax and chill spot in your active 3 games. This is a game that feels perfect for that relax and chill mode when you're kind of in the mood for something you really don't have to focus on the narrative of. So that is the video game recommendation of the week that you should consider adding to your backlog list. If you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your video game backlog list, then join us in the Single Player Experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your backlog list or talk about good single player game experiences that you've had lately. The link to join the free Single Player Experience Discord is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.